welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe five regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? I gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. It's a record-breaking day today. It hadn't been this hot for better than 10 years. With this kind of weather, all anyone can think of is how to get out of it.
This is desert hot.
This is barbecue hot.
The shade is hot.
We gotta get out of this hotness.
It would be cooler on the equator.
It would be cooler in an oven.
It would be cooler in Miss Collins' basement.
It'd be cooler in a volcano.
It would be cooler in Miss Collins' basement.
You said that. It would be cooler on the surface of the sun. Hey, it would be cooler in Mrs. Collins' basement.
That's brilliant.
We should go there.
To Miss Collins' basement.
Yeah, it'd be cooler there.
I love that idea.
As the two cubs drag themselves off to Mrs. Collins' basement seeking relief from the heat, Timothy Owl, who had been listening in, was getting all panicky at the very idea.
Oh no, this could be it. I need to get some help. No, that would take too long. By the time I get back, they could have found the machine already. And if they find the machine, they could find... Oh, if I follow them alone, I may not be able to stop them. Oh, not the basement. What should I do? I'd better follow.
Well, the cubs made their way through the heat to the Collins mansion. As always, Mrs. Collins was pleased as punch to have him over. While Mrs. Collins and Stacy were off making a pitcher of iced tea and some snacks, CJ wandered down into the basement with an oil lantern to light his way. Mrs. Collins explained that that part of the house is so rarely used, well, the lights might work, or then again, they might not. She gave him a lighted lantern just in case. CJ climbed down the stairs and into the cooler air, and closer to the very thing that Timothy Owl feared most.
Oh, yeah, this is much better. The farther down I go, the cooler it gets.
Hey there, son.
What? What are you doing here?
If you really want to cool off, I know just the place. It's on the other side of the...
How did you get down here? What are you doing?
Doing? What am I doing? Hunting rats? I followed one down here. Open window, you know. Mice are okay, but when I get a rat, now that's a meal.
Okay, that is really disgusting.
Now, if you want to cool off, the north wing is a place. Sun never touches it, and I saw what I think was some kind of poison darts.
Poison darts?
Hey, CJ, help me. This is heavy.
Down here. Good luck on that rat thing.
Yes. Well, don't forget those darts now. And there was a blowgun, too. I'm sure of it. North wing, don't forget.
Finally. My arms are falling off. Here, take some of this.
Hold the lantern, and I'll take the tray. Is all of this just for us?
I tried to tell her, but she's so afraid we might go hungry.
Yeah, but doilies, napkins, and saucers? We don't have this nicest stuff on Christmas.
Where are we going?
Well, maybe we could go over to the north wing.
No, I just carried the stuff from the kitchen. I am not going all the way over to the north wing. Hey, what's in there?
Don't know. Let's go in this one.
Oh, no!
Oh, nice. It really is cooler down here. My favorite kind of room. Big, airy, and filled with unopened crates. Hey, should I blow this out now? I mean, the lights work fine.
Better leave it lit. If the lights go out on us, we would be in a real mess trying to find our way out of here.
Oh, we forgot our pry bar to open these.
Got it.
Very nice.
Let's just start on this one.
Well, as the kids were working on the crates, Rick, one of the two rats that lived there in the mansion, had been looking in on the cubs. He couldn't get to Professor Madavi fast enough.
Professor?
Even though Professor Madavi is a rat, he traveled with Mr. Collins in the Middle East and has for some time now been sort of, well, caretaker of all the artifacts in the mansion.
Professor! Professor, they're in the room.
Rick, slow down. What room?
Who? CJ and Stacy.
In the room with the player?
Yes, they're there now.
Are they opening the crates?
Yes, they just started when...
Don't just stand there and babble, come on!
Yes, right, I'm coming.
Okay, stand back. This could fall.
Oh, yeah, looky here. Hey, look at this book.
Book schmuck. Hey, another tube. This one was in a box of its own.
What's the box say?
Just number 137K. What are these things? Look at this baby.
A hat?
Not just a hat, a pith helmet.
Whoa, you think this could have been Mr. Collins?
It is, his name's inside. This is so great.
Is that the crate?
I'm not sure, but it is one of these. The last time I saw Mr. Collins alive, he was wearing that hat. I've waited 12 years for this. If they find the player...
Oh, Professor, you're shaking. Sit down. Rest yourself.
I'll be fine. Oh, maybe I will sit. I think she has the journal. Mr. Collins' journal. What is she doing? I can't see her.
Just sit here and rest. I'll go see.
Take care, Rick. This is no time to be reckless.
They'll never see me.
Hey, this isn't just a book. It's some kind of diary or something. Hey, it's Mr. Collins' diary.
Diaries are for girls. This is a journal.
Oh, brother. Look, we've got sketches and notes of places he's been. I don't really understand a lot of it, but... This is very fun.
Well, as the cubs were absorbed with the journal and the crates, and Rick was absorbed watching them, Timothy Owl had sneaked into the room. And that old owl saw Rick peeking out from the corner of the bookcase.
Why, you little rat, you little troublemaker. You think you're winning here? I will...
There's an owl in here!
Rick, get back! What, Professor?
He's after that rat!
Professor!
We have some parents with me today that would love to tell you what they think about the fun, the biblical teaching, and the music of Paws and Tails. Go right ahead, please.
Well, I love...
Closer to the microphone, please.
Oh, sorry. I love that Paws and Tails is fun for kids and parents. I kind of expect my kids learn from the episodes, but so do we.
I love that. Now, don't miss an episode of Paws and Tails right here on this amazing station.
Well, it looked pretty bad for Rick. He was frozen with fear. And Timothy Owl had his claws out and was swooping in for the kill. That's when Stacy grabbed Mr. Collins' pith helmet and threw it at that owl like a saucer.
Rick, get in here. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I thought I was a goner.
He missed you by a hair's breadth. It's Stacy that saved you. Come now. There is more to this than an owl looking for a meal.
How do you mean?
That owl was wearing an amulet around his neck.
An amulet?
A necklace, with a sort of charm on it.
Sorry, I didn't notice. I was busy looking at his talons reaching for my throat.
I've seen that amulet, or drawings of one like it before. I'll have to give it some thought.
What did you do that for? You almost had the rat.
Get out of here! Every old house has a rat or two, but an owl? We gotta find out how he got in here and close it up.
He got in by an open window. That was an impossible shot.
I know. I can't believe it myself.
You were like some kind of warrior from the tribe of owl hunters. You could make holsters that your pith helmets hang on. So you could just hit any owls that fly by. Found a vase. Couple of vases.
The last page of this journal that was written on is dated May 1898.
Isn't that the year he died?
Yeah, it was. Hey, these are the last journal entries that he wrote before he died.
Where was he when he wrote last?
The ancient land of Persia.
Persia? I love Persia. Of all the places in the world, I love Persia the most.
Have you ever heard of Persia before?
Never. Where is it?
I don't know. Middle East? It talks about Susa.
The citadel of Susa?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
King Xerxes?
You just knew that?
I've heard the story. And the label on this vase says Citadel of Susa, Reign of King Xerxes. But I do know that is where the story of Queen Esther took place.
Here's another note about cylinder number 137K. What's that mean?
Hey, what is this?
What?
Look at this baby.
Is it a suitcase? It's beautiful.
Whoa.
Praise be to heaven, they found the player.
So that's the player?
Be alert. I think we are not the only ones who want this.
I think it's a case for something.
This must have cost a fortune. Look at the wood on this thing. The brass and leather.
Fire! Fire!
Fire?
It's that owl. He's nuts. Ignore him.
Fire! Somebody help!
If there's a fire, we need to know. If he's lying, he's gonna be in big trouble.
Hey, don't forget your pith helmet! This could be good. Wait for me!
That owl is up to something. He's trying to keep them from the player.
What should we do?
I'm not sure. Get back. Here he comes.
Oh, no. He's locked them out.
Where are you, you little vermin? You thought it was over. I should say not.
Hey, open this door!
What is it you are afraid of, owl?
Afraid? I'm not afraid of anything. But you should be...
Ah! Professor!
Professor!
You mean to burn the player?
And maybe a rat or two as well.
Rick, listen to me. You need to pull the key out of the lock and slide it under the door so the cubs can unlock it. Be careful and go quickly. You fail to realize that you, too, are locked in this room, Mr. Owl.
Oh, indeed I am. But I am also able to fly, and fly I will.
Then when you fly, you can tell your evil master that you have failed.
Master? What master do you imagine, you stupid rat?
The one who forces you to wear his charm around your neck. You are clearly the serpent of another.
Why, you ignorant, crawling... No. Get away from that key!
Now, Rick, push it under the door!
Here it comes, CJ.
Look, the key!
I will not be outwitted by two lousy rodents! Say goodbye, Rick! Oh, no. This is not going well. What to do? What to do?
It's on fire! Get a blanket!
First, I gotta get me an owl. I need some saucers!
Ugh! No! Ugh! No! Ugh!
Okay, let's get the rod and throw it on the fire.
Looks like we caught it in time. He did that on purpose.
I know it. I just thought he was kind of nutty. I had no idea he was like this. He could have burned the whole place down.
Well, we gotta get Miss Collins, but first I'm gonna find the window that he flew in and boarded up.
I'm all for that. Case got burned.
Oh no. How bad?
Not too bad. Let's open it up.
You can play if you want. I'm going on an owl hunt.
Wow, Stacy, look what we got here.
What?
I'm not sure, but sure is something.
It's a machine?
Hey, we've got instructions inside the lid.
Insert crank handle.
Okay, here's the crank.
Wind clockwise.
Winding.
Insert cylinder onto spindle, lower needle. CJ, this thing is a record player.
Then where are the records? What's a cylinder? What's a spindle?
I don't know. A cylinder.
Stacy, the cylinders are...
Tubes! The tubes are the records! Quick, find a tube!
Do you think it still works?
I don't know. Where's the one you had before?
I don't know. Here's one. Now what?
Let's turn it on.
Lower the needle.
Is it working?
I don't know.
Continuing from cylinder 122K. The missing crates include all of the books, the spirit tent, and the clothing.
Is that Mr. Collins?
I think so.
There's nothing that we can't...
This is unbelievable!
I'm Charlotte from Virginia. Don't go away. There's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hey, Stace. I'm helping out today, so I'll direct you whenever you're ready.
Hey, everyone. Stacy here from Paws and Tails. We've had kids from all over the country send in their announcer recordings, and they are heard every day on the program. But we haven't heard one from you.
Yeah. Really good, Stace, but this time with a little more pathos, please.
Oh, Ned. Just head on over to pawsandtails.org and pop into the clubhouse to get one of the announcer scripts.
Yeah, it's a good start, Stace, but I need some more sparkle, please. Give me more sparkle.
I don't even know what that means. Record yourself on your parents' phone and send it in to us so we can get your voice heard around the world. That's pawsandtails.org. This is so exciting.
Well, let's think about your motivation on this. I'm directing this. Do not stop tape, Joel. Do not stop that tape.
Though most of the vessels are broken, it is clear they are from the reign of Xerxes the First.
Well, the two cubs had indeed discovered the true treasure of the Collins Mansion. They sat there listening to the voice of Mr. Collins from some 20 years ago.
Item number 94 is a very nice water jug.
They listened to one whole cylinder, only to discover that it was mostly a lot of lists and measurements of artifacts that he had found. The excitement of it all was beginning to wear off.
Parchment. We will have these looked at, of course, when we return to Cairo. Item number 98 is what appears to be a brass amulet of unusual design.
Okay, I'm bored. We better get Mrs. Collins. Do you think she knows about the tubes and the player?
I don't know. She'd have to, wouldn't she? Let's try another tube. Maybe they're not all like this one. Hey! Let's look for... Oh, where was it? Here! Cylinder number 137K. You had that one.
Yeah, it was over here somewhere. Give me a hint!
While the cubs were busy searching for cylinder number 137K, Timothy Owl was flying as fast as he could to a high and remote cave near the top of Wild Mountain.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, Stacy, you haven't heard the last of me. Hello in there. Hello, are you in there?
Who dares enter into my presence?
Oh, who? That would be me, Timothy. Timothy Owl, sir, your sirness.
What do you have for me?
Well, sir, it seems that, there's some good news and some bad news. Well, that's not quite right. No, it's not. Well, it seems that I have some bad news and I have some bad news.
What is it?
Well, the two cubs, CJ and Stacy. That's Stacy. Would you believe that she was hitting me first with a pith helmet and then with saucers?
Silence!
Oh, yes. That was, yes.
Where did they find a pith helmet?
Well, in a crate in the mansion.
Was it his pith helmet?
I can't be sure.
If they have his pith helmet, then they are in the basement. In the last room!
And it was lucky that I was there. I heard him planning to go there, and I followed him in.
Why did you not come for help?
Yes, well, that was a problem. See, I was really on the horns of a dilemma.
Do they have the player?
Yes.
Ah! Have they listened to the cylinder about Shadow Valley?
No. Well, I don't know. Not when I was still there. I tried everything I could. Nothing went my way. Nothing. Nothing I tried worked. And the way that Stacy was throwing things at me, it was as if something was helping them. It was as if, you think God knows?
Do not say that name. Of course he was helping them, you fool.
God, you mean? Well, of course you do. And I'm ever so sorry. You know about saying the name of the...
Silence! If they find that cylinder, then they will know. And you will be the first to feel my wrath!
So, there's no chance I'm going to get the weekend off, is there?
Here! I got it! Cylinder number 137K!
Yeah, let's see what's on this one. Then we gotta go find Mrs. Collins.
March 11th. We arrived after dark last night. There was no moon and we couldn't see anything but stars. This morning, with the sun rising over the hills, I can now see the land of ancient Persia. The very spot where the great city of Susa stood, the center of one of the greatest kingdoms in the east, the kingdom of Xerxes the First.
Ha! Xerxes! Told you!
I know you told me.
This is where the story of Esther took place. In the entire book of Esther, there is no mention of God. Not once. How ironic that though his name is not mentioned, it is unmistakable that God was working out his perfect plan. It was against the evil pride of Haman that God used the lives of the noble Mordecai and the beautiful Jewish girl Esther to save the lives of the entire nation of Israel.
Now we're talking. He's gonna tell the story from the very place where it happened.
Yeah, this is getting good. Let's listen.
Well, the player had been found, and a whole new world was opening up for the Cubs, and soon for the rest of the club. Why, in time, the contents of those cylinders would have an effect on everyone in Wildwood. Even though the Cubs don't know it right now, the battle for Shadow Valley has begun. Like Mr. Collins said about the Book of Esther, though they can't see it, God's hand is on them, guiding them into the battles that lay just ahead. To order a copy of today's program, Cylinder Number 137K, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Cylinder Number 137K was written by David Carl and directed by Eric Basil. The song 24/7 was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production.